Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrick. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting 7th. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Rolfe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolfe for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball towards left. Radcliffe settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Radcliffe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Selkirk throws the ball into Crosetti, who relays the ball to Gordon, who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Steinbacher moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolf hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-1 in the game. Renza hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Selkirk reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Selkirk scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton strikes out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rolf hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henrich for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Selkirk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. QL reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Tony Renza. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker pinch hits for Monty Stratton. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. QL scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Walker moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Steve Sundra now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berger. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Berger steals second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Crosetti. Selkirk throws the ball into Rolf, who tags Steinbacher trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Walker scores. Berger scores. Steinbacher moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe bunts towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbacher moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Steinbacher scores. Krivic moves to third. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, White Sox. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio throws the ball into Gordon, who tags QL trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. John Whitehead now pitching. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Steve Soondra. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into right field. Steinbacher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Steinbacher. Hogue moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hogue moves to third. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hogue scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gehrig out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Selkirk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Dickey moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.